And now it's time for Homegrown, your only show dedicated to local art, with your hosts, Leslie M. Scott Jones and David Von Strawn. And now, here's David and Leslie.
Hello! Charlottesville! It is Sunday! It is April 2nd, and if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Homegrown! 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. This is your local show about arts. I am David Von Strawn, a.k.a. the Devious One, a.k.a. Nefarious Rucker, a.k.a. Negro Suave, a.k.a. Black Frodo.
Yes! I like that one.
And with me,
that's
as
my
always...
favorite.
Always and forever.
Oh, you singing to me today. Oh, David, stop now. Don't give me all the clims over here. Stop. I'm going to have to calm myself down.
The loquacious, the lascivious Leslie M. Scott Jones.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? I am so happy to be here with you right now. I am, because having children sucks.
Okay.
I just wanted to, you know, like, you think that once they turn 18 and, like, move out of your house and get their own life, like, everything's, you know, they're just supposed to go. Just go and do you.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not what happens. That is not what happens. And, yeah, for all of those people out there who have daughters. Oh, wow. I'm feeling your pain right now. Like,
Well, I'm feeling some pain, too, because sidebar for people who don't see, who can't see the live feed because we don't have it. Leslie's squeezing my hand really hard
right
now.
I'm sorry.
I just want to let
Fingers are working. Fingers are working.
Yeah.
Okay, Sorry, I'll do a little massage.
We'll get the fingers.
I'm sorry.
I'm good.
Don't be crazy.
I feel the tension and the frustration.
Yes.
But she's home. And that's a good thing. Hey, these moments don't last forever.
In a universal sense, yes.
Yes.
In a universal sense, that is good.
Yes.
That is good.
Y'all love each other.
You know, the momentary sense, like the now and the now right now. I just want to I don't know.
I hear.
Shake her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. I felt the hands.
Yeah.
So you got
just want to shake her.
To do so. But without further ado, we have three very, very, very special guests here for our show today.
Yes.
We have with us currently Penelope Stone. She is a natural egg dyer for Easter and an urban forger. Say hello, Penelope.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us on the program.
Welcome to Homegrown. It's good to have you here in LLCville. And with her is Esther.
Ooh.
She is a matzah artist.
Esther. Hello.
How are you today?
I am fine. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for having us.
Pleased to have you back. So let's just get into the whole thing. Now, we have some lovely artwork from Esther that you have. On. I see a lovely lapel pin. It looks like in the state of Tennessee, perhaps.
So,
wow, I'm so glad you noticed that.
Yeah.
Tennessee has been a great inspiration as a matzah artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to tell you that Tennessee is really like the Paris of matzah art.
Really?
There are whole blocks in Tennessee built entirely of matzah.
I
mean that literally. Literally, but also figuratively and spiritually.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow.
I did not know that. I've been to Tennessee many times, never seen that. But
yeah. But I've heard that it can sometimes get to be a soggy city. And I've always wondered what that meant.
Yeah.
But now I kinda see
now
what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
It's a very ephemeral art in Tennessee, and that's why I moved to Central Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
which sadly is still very soggy in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little droopy. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I also see that you've made a lovely necklace for Leslie.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the eyes. There's symbolism. There's mm-hmm. a lot of eyeballs. There's a lot of looking. There's a lot of judgment. I'm feeling judged.
Judgment? Wow. No. There's no judgment.
Enough time around Esther, you will be judged.
We share a studio, and Penelope knows me well. But actually, what I was going for here is really they're meant to ward off the evil eye by having more eyes.
Oh,
yeah,
I got you. Yes, an eye for an eye.
And mm-hmm. I don't think these could ever be like mean or anything or judgmental. Yeah. I mean, they're purple,
and they have lashes,
and they have the most beautiful lashes.
Yes,
yes.
They are still judging you.
Yes.
But
yes.
Also warding off the evil eye.
With the hostility.
So it's a trade-off. Yes. Mm. I mean, if you don't want to be judged, fine, face the evil eye.
Yes.
But you could also just wear that lapel pin.
This is true.
I think you should wear that today, David.
I will.
You know.
I will. In the honor of Tennessee.
To put Tennessee. It on carefully because it's crumbling.
Tennessee. Tennessee, take me to another place. Let me stop. All right. Now, Penelope, did you bring anything to the studio? Any urban foragings that you may have
found?
Well,
you know, it's a really challenging time of year for me. I am an urban forager exclusively.
Exclusively.
And so, you know, I used to work for the dominant Easter egg dye manufacturer. You may know.
You're talking about The Paws.
I don't like to mention their name for some quote unquote legal reasons.
Mm. Oh, no. I apologize. I understand that. Yeah.
Oh, but, I see the NDC on the table.
I
won't mention he who shall not be named.
Thank you. That will really help me out and keep my bills low.
The entity of Paws.
So, and now, you know, I left that job. I was a very, very high up in the organization. And I was just really scarred by the experience of artificial dyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And stained by the experience, if you will.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is so good to feel heard.
That's not a birthmark,
yeah.
Is it, Penelope?
Oh. That is hurt.
Wow, Esther.
Wow. You know. Wow. She didn't really have to bring that up, did she?
Wow, Esther.
It's a judgment. But sometimes we need this stuff thrown in our face in order for us to see it ourselves by other people.
Well, so
like
now,
dye, if you will. But go on.
Well,
I apologize
now
for,
what I
for bringing
what I do
up.
Is I dye the natural way. Mm-hmm. So I'm so committed to my craft that mm-hmm. I regularly you know, up to 18 hours a day, travel around the city of Charlottesville mm-hmm. seeking plants, animals, and other media to create natural dyes.
Okay, now tell me what is the ideal concoction of urban foraged ingredients to make the optimal color of dye. Say, what is your favorite type of dye to make out of what ingredients that you may find?
I have to say, Charlottesville is tough. Mm-hmm. I am a member of the local foraging community here.
Yes, we've had them on the show before, actually.
It's almost 100% mulberry, which
I see that
doesn't mm-hmm. make a really vibrant dye.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
really
so
doesn't.
I'm often, you know, I wouldn't call it trespassing, but I would say mm-hmm. going into my neighbor's yards
uh-huh.
to find ornamental flowers
right.
and herbs.
Right.
I find that beets, my neighbor Joe grows great beets, and mm-hmm. beets make a pink egg.
Yeah.
A pink egg that is just a jewel.
Vibrant.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also forage the eggs.
Oh, of course. Of course you would.
Okay.
Yeah. So how far out of the, you know, town, the city limits of Charlottesville do you have to go to get the eggs? I wouldn't imagine that there are a lot of people with chickens in their backyard.
You would be surprised.
Really?
In Belmont specifically.
Really?
There's a Charlottesville fertility clinic.
Oh,
yes. You don't have to stick to chicken eggs.
You really don't.
I mean,
the world is your oyster or ovary, I might say. You could just
beautiful.
Reach out and, you know, take whatever eggs you may find. I've seen actually a French
by the name of Hans Gruffier. He did amazing work with Caviar not too long ago. So, yeah, I would just invite you to look at that exhibit and see if you can find any ideas.
The natural dyeing community is abuzz with Hans's work.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost insulting that you would suggest that I look up
his. I apologize.
David.
I just didn't. Saw his exhibit, Roe versus Wade.
I did. I did, actually. And
I'm so sorry I missed that.
I was vexed. I was actually quite vexed by the whole experience. Wondering as to why I was even sitting in that room in the first place when the idea was so obvious and so apparent. But nonetheless, let's go back to your work, Penelope.
Yes.
What are you currently working on? What's your...
Well, you know what? Today, after all, is Eastover. Eastover is what we call it in our studio.
Absolutely.
So we share a studio space. It's the only interfaith art studio in Charlottesville. So
we don't know that, but we say that.
And how many faiths are present in the studio?
Just two.
Well, two.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would be in among multiple faith.
Okay.
Studio,
yeah.
And we're just inter.
Yeah, it's just an intertwining of two faiths.
Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating Eastover.
Happy Eastover.
Back at you.
We're having a hard time in the studio right now, actually. My dye operation produces a lot of vapor, as you might imagine. It takes a long time to boil an onion skin to create that perfect
This is true. That deep magenta that people are really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And
or a golden beet, where you have that kind of golden, if you will. I apologize for that.
No, please. Thank you for bringing golden beets into the conversation. They are so often forgotten.
Mm-hmm. So,
David, talk
about that that kind of difficulty in sharing the space. What type of challenges do you face in your artwork while working with Penelope? And I'm sorry to bring it any attention, but I just wanted to continue.
This is a great time to work this out.
Yeah, my supplies get a little soggy when she's boiling, but you know, in the spirit of cooperation, I've decided I would do some work outside of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
While she's in the, you know, high point of her artistic year.
Yep, so, it's getting nice.
Right.
I've been, was just performing yesterday, actually, a performance art piece that I call Silently Walking the Downtown Mall in a Sandwich Board Made of Matzah While Disguised as Gefilte Fish. And I think it's self-explanatory, but if you'd like me to explain.
I think Primitive Radio Gods just did a soundtrack on that, actually.
Yeah,
I just heard that recently.
I got the royalty check.
Beautiful. Please. Beautiful. Continue.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, well, as you can see, I am wearing this piece right now, which is why I'm standing, because it crumbles if I sit. And
we wouldn't want that.
No.
That's kind of deep, though.
It does invite mice. On the front is a matzah, and the back is a matzah, and in the middle I'm disguised as gefilte fish.
You know, there's so many layers to that, though. I mean, I don't think we...
There's a crunchy layer.
There's a soft,
gooey, yet...
Kind of smelly layer.
Yeah.
Can I just step in and say that's a lots of matzah. I'm sorry, you probably heard that.
Clinton. We've never heard that one before.
Clinton.
You know,
I thought that... I'm sorry.
Why would you... I am so sorry. I apologize.
Thank you.
I absolutely apologize for the insensitivity over there. Wow. No, but as I was saying, that is a very deep and layered experience that you're presenting to Charlottesville. So how many times do you perform this piece on the downtown mall? Because I would love to hear about the reactions that you get.
It's amazing, the reactions. So many tears, mostly from small children.
Mm-hmm.
But their parents generally quickly remove them from the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
The grimaces mm-hmm. are... Remarkable.
Yes.
But if you want to catch it, First Fridays are a great time to do so.
Oh, I'm sure.
Actually, I'm looking at one of the reviews by Seville Weekly, written by Lois Belcher. This exhibit is nothing more than sheer arrogance and insanity simultaneously. Its garishness is devious in the ways that it is familiar to human suffering, and I want to burn my eyes out every time I hear this woman speak. I think compelling words.
Wow,
that Lois were given.
She's a giant of the art critic world, and
but she feels.
You know,
she
feels. This is
the difference when she saw your experience.
The crucial difference between art and craft is that craft never elicits such an extraordinary emotional reaction in the way that art does.
I agree with that.
I am honored to share a space with you, Esther.
When has Masa ever fueled the fire of a person's soul so much as that it has?
Daily. It fuels the fire of my soul daily.
Mm-hmm. And you infuse that fire into other people by wanting to burn their eyes out. I think it's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. I think it really is. We're going to have to take a break.
No, I think, but you know what? I'm so happy that this little conversation here has mended whatever break you guys felt about sharing the same space. Like, I'm touched right now that Homegrown could do that for you.
And we're not done yet. We're going to get deeper into this.
That's right.
We're
going to get deeper.
You know, have some kind of catharsis go down right here. So this is a special Homegrown going on. Happy East over y'all. We're going to do a drop. We're going to be right back. This is Homegrown. Drop! This is Homegrown. 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. This is your local show about art. We are talking to two local artists, Penelope Stone and Esther. They are both artists in the Charlottesville area. They share a space called Eastover.
Well, we celebrate Eastover.
Is Eastover? What's the space called?
It's Studio X at the McGuffey Arts Center. Mm-hmm. You may know it as the men's bathroom by day, but by night it is our sanctuary.
It is. And our rent-free studio.
Mm-hmm.
Starving artists. You know,
we get that.
Yeah, we
get. I mean, we're all artists in this room. Like, it's you know, it's hard to find not only space to do your work, but you know, I'm almost at the point to start foraging for props for theater because I mean, it's just it's ridiculous.
But it's also important to have an adequate space with great acoustics.
Yes,
and an ever flowing water system. So
yes,
I think you guys have hit the jackpot with that. On that one. Now, I see, Esther, that you've brought in a lovely poem that is etched into your medium of choice. I don't want to take you away from it. Did you?
Yeah, this is part of my Exodus-themed Valentine's poetry series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's Matzah with poetry.
All right.
I'd like to read it, if I may.
You may.
The Red Sea isn't red. Exodus isn't true. If I found you in a reed basket with Moses, I'd rescue you, too.
Esther.
I'm sorry. It's
okay.
Esther,
do we have tissue?
Wow. Yeah, let's get you a tissue.
It's okay. Sorry. We should have been prepared. sorry. I got
Wow.
Up there, too. Yeah, that's...
Wow.
Can we ask, is there a story behind that? What led you to that?
There is a story. It's called Exodus. You can read it in any number of Bibles or Torahs.
You know, Clinton, I'm not sure what's going on with you today. Did you, not take your medication? Like, normally you are so, in tune and just,
Well, it did sound familiar. And I just, I'm glad he asked that question to confirm that. But I just want to, okay.
Not everybody's read it. I haven't.
No.
In fact, I brought another piece inspired by a book I also haven't read.
Okay.
I don't need to tell you about the famed theologian and philosopher Martin Buber, whose most famous book is called I and Thou.
No, you don't have to, but it would help.
Yeah. Well, I haven't read the book like you or probably anybody
fine.
In this room.
I have read it. I read it.
Penelope read it.
But I don't remember it.
but she told me that the title was I and Thou. Mm-hmm. And so this is a piece inspired both by Martin Buber's I and Thou and the great pop art master, Roy Lichtenstein.
Oh, yes.
So indeed. This is two pieces of matzah mm-hmm. joined with a smear of archival cream cheese. And you will note that on one side, in sparkly tape, it says I. And on the other,
it says
reminiscent,
yes.
I need to tell you, of
this
Roy Lichtenstein's famed piece, Wham. Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful.
In comic book lettering, it says Thou.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the cream cheese is the ampersand that holds it all together.
You have read Martin Buber. You know, I've skimmed. I like to think he would be really pleased and also enraged.
I think so.
Yes. Oh, wow. That, you know what? I like the eye side. That's gorgeous. The color and your choice of medium for the letters is really, it's shocking. I always gravitate towards color
it
in
pops.
Art, and it does.
It definitely just, pops.
It's definitely.
I was inspired by Penelope. She's expanded my color range.
You know, I this is making me very emotional. It's beginning to seem like you are really, Esther, exceeding the caliber of work that we do. And I feel increasingly day by day that what I do is simply feed my family and craft, frankly. I hate to use the C word, but craft.
And it's important, but you're feeding your soul, and both of you are literally feeding your soul with the work that you are doing. I think that's extraordinary. You are literally stuffing your face with your art.
Right now,
it's all over our table.
But that's gorgeous.
And that's exactly what art is supposed to
be. This is the medium. You know, as often is a topic of conversation at Studio X, matzah is an extremely fragile, crunchy, and crumbly medium.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It does attract rodents.
Yes.
Well, but one would think that eggs also would be a fragile medium. But I have to wonder, is there a place, Penelope, where we can see your work, or in a holiday like this, is it just
that's
hidden?
A great question. Yes. I have an exhibition going on right now.
Mm.
If you explore any area of the city, mostly the Rugby Road frat house area, or the area by the Wayside Fried Chicken, you mm-hmm. will find mm-hmm. that I have planted a number of my art objects, mm-hmm. And it's just up to you to find them.
And you may feel
like you're on, you know, an Easter egg hunt. Well, there I gave it away. It's an Easter egg hunt.
That's extraordinary.
Usually, you know, finding that out, you have to pay at least $2,000.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
that artwork.
At least.
Yeah.
But now she's just revealed that you. Can
I just revealed, and you can tell, you know, where I like to eat, and you know, I did something very out of character, mm-hmm. and I went to the Jimmy Buffett concert last night.
I'll look past that.
I don't. I celebrate that fact, but it did bring me through the Rugby Road area, and mm-hmm. it gave me a good opportunity to, you know, share my art with some people who may not have access to art.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
If you walk by a frat house long enough, you will hear some Jimmy Buffett, and they will.
Oh, well, of course.
They will definitely share that. Now, I do remember, Penelope, in your times of Charlottesville, when you weren't as in depth about Easter eggs, I do remember the mm-hmm. exhibition last year where you had old Bodo's bagels in weird places. That wasn't as family friendly per se as this new modern Easter egg hunt.
No.
Do you want to talk about the transformation of
I remember seeing those pieces as well, and
I
was struck by them.
Moving, yeah, Leslie was literally struck by them. Actually, that memory. Was
I'm so
rather,
sorry.
Yes. It came to life, actually, and things were not expected in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The city is still talking about it, but we only have 3 minutes to go. Talk about the transformation you've made into such, you know, shocking, provocative exhibitions into more family-friendly work.
At the time, you know, really, I just didn't know what to do. At the time of my Bodo's experience, I was actually under a non-compete agreement with a certain Easter egg conglomerate, and so I could not venture into the area of eggs, but that is where I've always wanted to work. So what I settled for was, you know, a timeless symbol of Charlottesville, the bagel.
Yes. The bagel.
Yes.
And various appendages on said bagels.
Well, you know, I when I first saw the pieces, I immediately hearkened back to when we were waiting for that second Bodo's to open, and the excruciating time that went by waiting for that to happen.
You really captured the zeitgeist of Charlottesville at that moment.
And you captured that, you know, I mean, leaving them placed strategically, symbolically drying out, like waiting for something to happen.
You know, this city, I hope this isn't too heavy, this city has been through a lot.
Yes.
And I don't think it's an overstatement to say that when we were waiting for the second Bodo's to open was one of the really most significant traumas that...
I would just like to
David,
say,
don't cry.
I remember.
Don't cry. It's okay. It's over. It's open now.
It's open
now.
It's open.
I do remember a time, I believe it was in August in Charlottesville, when we didn't have a Wegmans.
You know, that was another sad time. It was. And I, you know, maybe that could be your next piece, your next transformation, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. The real evolution of Charlottesville, which is mindless corporations taking over the landscape.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing everything that I can to prevent that from happening.
Beautiful.
And we appreciate it.
But I imagine the new Wegmans provides ample opportunity for foraging.
Well, thank you very much. I agree.
I would trash source.
I do not like to use the term theft. I do not like to use the term theft.
No. You're liberating.
Collection.
These are all such great words.
Well,
yeah.
And Eastover is all about liberation.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You're liberating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better way to end it.
That's perfect. It's a perfect way to end it. Thank
Penelope
you.
Stone and Esther.
So much.
Thank you.
Esther.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. And here are just... some of the artistic events happening this week. Currently running now through April the 8th, Harrisonburg's Rep with a Rep welcomes you to their combustible season with Wiggledon Smythe's Isn't She a Saucy Lass? Percy's The Interloper and Henry I, Part 2 and Henry II, Part 1 by Shakespeare at the Randy Rose Playhouse. Currently running June 5th, Seaville Art Out of Place has a sound installation of emergency sirens and air horns in the Bellwether family living room at 221B Wortham Street, Scottsville. Last chance.
That's
no
all the
more.
Way in Scottsville. Man, I wanted to go to that. I know. I don't know if I can make it, though.
It's a bit of a trip.
On a quiet night, you can hear it from here, though.
That's true.
It's a bit of a trip, too. And that's a long, like, second floor. It's a walk up. There's no elevator. Yeah, it's hard to do. Last chance. No war, please. We're Quakers at Charlottesville Theater in the ground. Oh, I love that venue in the ground. It's very tight. It's very tight. Last chance. Battle Axe by 2 Feet Left Players. Always going in a circle. Today and tomorrow. Auditions for The Emperor Has No Conscience. Much less a basic concern for the Constitution at Monticello Community College. I wonder who that's about. Today, final day of the Virginia FCC Festival, celebrating all the great ways the FCC protect our information media. Brought to you by that mother, AT&T, Comcast, those sons of NBC, Universal, and that mother, Verizon. We're willing to kill the internet to make more money. Can you hear me now? April the 4th, open mic belly dancing at the Bodhisattva's Return. April the 5th through April the 21st, Karen McLaren. Oh, I love Karen McLaren.
You know, I've
so great.
She's,
you know,
so great.
You know, I've met
she's
her.
She's so great and so irate.
Yeah.
Performs
I've met her.
Her one woman solo, always solo, show about the men with commitment issues she's dated. Check out Care and Feeding of the Bi-Bisexual at Charlottesville Theater in the ground.
Yeah.
Love that venue.
Yeah.
April the 5th, the Charlottesville Artistic Introvert Society has canceled all their meetings again this week.
Aw,
great.
No, I wish they...
You know, I'm still waiting to go to one of those.
I know, me too.
Events.
Me
still
too.
Waiting. It's been like 3 years since they formed. April 5th, the Charlottesville African Lithuanian Dance Circle. Oh, they are exquisite. Performs in Hemming Park. I love them.
Yes.
Yes. All yes. three of them. April the 5th, Kent Clarkson shows his documentary Season 4 of American Idol in the Beauregard J. Rumpus Room at the James Mason Seasonal Library. April 5th, the UC MeVA MCA feeding series continues at the Commonwealth Cookshop this week with Valencia Orange and Cherry Pits offering their tastes of work. Sounds fruity.
I don't know. That sounds a little weird for me. I don't know if I can go to that.
Yeah. I mean, are they feeding me?
I don't know.
Stretch yourself.
Okay.
Stretch yourself.
I might. I might.
Like the gluttony guy in
pop
seven.
By.
Just stretch yourself. April 7th through April 28th. Hello, Erica. It's me, God. A play about non-existence and social resistance by two left feet players. Love that venue too.
You know, like, but you know, Two Left Feet, they've been doing some really cool stuff.
They have been doing some really cool stuff.
So, I mean, watch out.
They've actually been going all around the city.
All
around with their Two Left Feet.
Yep.
And for your music options this week.
Oh my goodness. Today, jazz brunch at Bella's at noon.
Beautiful.
Canadian reggae by UB jamming at the Rodfish Hookah Bar at 1 p.m. Jeffrey, Jimmy, and Chris.
Amon.
Jeffrey, Jimmy, and Chris Powers at the Bramble Rose Winery at 2 p.m. Guest conductor Vito Consuito leads the Charlottesville Pops in a tribute to Mike Post from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. today. We gotta go to that.
Definitely.
Dennis Domenici at Mr. Wilson's at 6 p.m. Waynesboro Light Opera Society and Society and Social Anxiety Chorus, sorry about that, perform at the Eastern West Main Southern Baptist Unitarian Synagogue at 7:30 p.m.
That is going to be loud.
It is. But you know what? You know, I actually have a friend singing in this tonight, so yeah. I have to go.
Yeah. I think she's doing a solo scream.
She is. Yeah. She is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Powhatan Bill at Percival. April 3rd, J.W. Bridger, and then D.B. Tunnel at Bella's. April 4th, Judy and the Blooms at R.L. Stein's Wine and Dinery.
Oh, man.
Big Head Roger at the Rise and Shine Diner. Tatum at Freaky Fridays. The Random Number Generation at Paul's Barbecue Pizza Shack.
Wait a minute, Freaky Fridays, didn't they switch places with another place that was in Charlottesville?
I think they did, but I can't... But where was the first...
I don't remember.
April 5th, Harrisonburg's Ambassador Tomato at the Final Call. April 6th, a night of cultural appropriation as Cherry and the Pop-Tarts celebrate their release party for their new CD, Brown Sugar Cinnamon.
Which is actually... Cultural appropriation is actually every night in Charlottesville.
Well, I hope that's y'all true. Knew that. So they're just accentuating.
Congratulations.
Okay, fine.
Continue.
A night of appropriate culture as Jeffrey Diamond plays his song cycle Stoned at the Weed Whacker. Patrick Reed and the Written and Rhythmics at Percival's. The Itch at Jack Sphincter's.
Mm.
Johnny and the Cock Rings at the Nelson County Cookout. Oh, man,
right.
On April 6th. We gotta go. I haven't seen Johnny in ages.
Right.
Voices Carry, Charlottesville's Till Tuesday cover band, plays at the Bat Mitzvah's Return. Mm. Oh, wow. You know what? I haven't heard them in forever. We've got to go. Yeah. There are so many things we have to go to.
I know.
Keep It Down Now. Charlottesville's Voices Carry, a cover band, plays Cracker Jacks. Manscaped Nation at Bumpers in the Basement. Lucy,
they are a clean, tight group.
I know, right?
Like, really.
I'm so glad they're getting gigs again.
Together.
It's great.
Yeah.
Lucy Dreaming, Clowns Rake. Xanthem Gumdrops and Manatee Roadkill play the all-metal No Fettle show at the Fifth Fantasy Ballroom.
Tasty riffs.
April 7th, Flamboyant Tubers at the Weed Whacker. DJ Secret Sage at Mocha and Coca. Every Monday,
uh-oh,
the Booty Jam at the
The Booty Jam is back in Charlottesville?
The Booty Jam is back.
Oh, my God.
At the Libido Lounge.
Oh, well, yes. Oh, that's a spot.
That's the spot, man. Right, I'm telling you.
You got to hit that spot.
I know. I'm trying to hit that spot every day. Every Monday, Captain Plastic and the Midnight Smokers at Manifest Destiny Brew Pub. Yeah. Songwriter Night at the Smokehouse. Every Tuesday, traditional Detroit mosh pit at Spoom, hosted by Charlottesville all-girl punk band Cans and Bushes. I love them. Every Tuesday, Wash Tub Bass Night with the other leading band at Cracker Jacks. And every Wednesday, Open Mic Night at Rockfish Brewery.
Boom!
Open Mic Night at Paul's Barbecue Pizza Shack, hosted by Jeremy Hobart.
Boom!
The Charlottesville Polka Club presents Tubonato at Rollout Barrel House.
Boom!
Peter Puss at the Scabs at Bella's.
Boom!
Ranger Rick and the Trash Pandas at Libido Lounge.
Boom!
And Fast Twitchy Willie and the Sweetie Pistols at Percival's. Whew.
Bam!
Woo! That's a lot of stuff, man.
That's always Wacky Wednesday in Seville.
And every Thursday.
Thursday.
Joe Jockey and the Skid Marks at Johnny's.
Oh, they are dirty bands.
Yes. And every Thursday also, John Derv Dugatet at the Fluvanna County Convention Center. All right. Yep. Wow, Fluvanna. Branching out there.
It's a place.
Getting John out there. It's awesome. It's awesome.
All right, this is Homegrown. We're going to be right back.
Drop!
This is local author Adriana Anders, and you're listening to Homegrown, your show about local art, on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.
Oh, let's.
37 minutes past the hour. If you're just tuning in, this is Homegrown, your local show about art on 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Stay tuned after the show for a previously recorded episode of the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with your host Dan Gould. He's having an Eastover off. The guests are Ian Dixon and Sarah Stovall from Seaville for Reasonable Health, talking about the unreasonable costs of health insurance. Talk about that.
You know, I didn't know that Dan celebrated Eastover. You know, we've got to get him hooked up with Penelope.
Totally.
Yeah. We got to make that
send him down the
connection.
Pipeline.
Yeah. You know, definitely. Let him know where the bathroom is.
Yeah, for real though. All right. This is special Homegrown. We have some of the best local artists here, and I will tell you, we have the finest wax sculptor in the Seaville area.
Oh my God.
It's Duncan McMona.
Oh, pleasure to be here with you both.
Pleasure to have you, sir.
You know,
the pleasure is all over here. Humble as usual. Just a beautiful man. Your new exhibit, B Movies or Busts, Wax Busts of America's B Movie Stars, coming out at Les Stuff Art Collective today through May the 1st. Duncan McMona, is an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio. I'm
getting all fangirl over here.
I'm actually embarrassed that we don't have enough stuff for you. All we had is a bottle of water. Do you want any? Do you want us to go out and get you anything? I mean, like,
you know,
the pleasure's all over.
Seriously,
here.
I've got whiskey in my car.
You know what? It's a tad late in the day for me, actually, so
yeah,
I'll probably hold off on that.
I understand.
I want to take a break and then get back to your drink.
Exactly. You only drink when you're working. And
right
when
on.
You're not, then you... And I don't consider this work. This is pleasure.
No. Every day of yours is pleasure because you're working, you're drinking, and you're doing more things, and you're going on radio shows. So so it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and honestly, and I saved
to fulfill stereotypes.
I saved all of my advertising for you guys. I figured I was going to come here. I, you know me, I don't use social media. I don't have a website. All of my posts come from the board outside of Alakazam on the downtown mall.
Right.
And you still draw huge crowds.
Huge crowds. Like,
into
I mean,
your spaces.
Wow.
I think it's extraordinary.
Well, yeah.
So let's, without further ado, let's get into the exhibit. Let's talk about it. I remember walking by and just seeing the one of the main sculpts that you made. It was Sherilyn Fenn being holed up by C. Thomas Howell. Mm. And I thought that was extraordinary, placement. And I thought it was, I thought she was actually there. I thought her breasts were being heaved.
I know, there was
right
so
in front
much
of my face. So let's.
The detail in these sculptures is just It's just amazing. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen. I need to know how you do that. I mean, how do you do that in wax? Mm-hmm.
Well, the benefit of only doing your work with B-list stars is that you can often convince them to just come in and do a mold.
Oh, that's great!
They really don't have anything better to do.
See, Thomas Howell hasn't done anything since the last Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
And God knows how he got that.
He was just on the street. He just happened to be there. So, yeah. I mean, so often you can just, like, shoot them a message or an email or a carrier pigeon for some of them and just ask them if they want to come by. And
that's what I noticed. I also noticed your bust of Cynthia Rothrock, and I noticed that it's incredibly, incredibly, like, accurate. So tell me, did she particularly come in? Because I know she ain't doing jack right now.
Well, actually, she came to me, and I figured, as I was like, I don't know if you're B. You might be closer to a C these days. And but she had a very convincing argument.
The most accomplished female martial arts star of the
80s. Agreed. Yeah. But, you know, she had a very compelling argument. Mostly, she threatened me. And I was like, all right.
I can understand that.
There was fear and intrigue, mm-hmm. and I had to get involved in that.
She is undefeatable, mm-hmm. and therefore cannot be.
You know, I get the feeling from you, Duncan, that you're a lover, not a fighter.
I'm both. It depends on what time of day it is.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh my! Mm.
So, Duncan, of course, big fans of your work here. Big fans.
Big.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a long time. Really wanted to get into things. Can you tell us, what is it that you look for in a B-list movie star?
I look at it, especially with the wax as a medium. I'm looking for people who are solid and sustainable, yet when their star becomes too bright, a lot like wax, they tend to melt under the heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Right.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Wow. I actually did that with my sculpture of Chris Pratt after he got Guardians of the Galaxy. I literally just lit it on fire.
Wow, you had to, because he was that hot.
He was that hot. Yeah, like, it's like, hey, you don't deserve to be in wax anymore.
You're just taking off your shirt randomly for no reason. You're that level now. You're no longer B-list.
No,
you're done.
That's a level of artistic integrity that I don't think we see. So often. No.
Real
artists destroy their work when it becomes too much.
Yeah. However, you did have to recreate the statue of Eric Stoltz after he didn't get that Back to the Future gig back in the 80s. So
I find that if you have to kind of be fluid with your timelines. You have to watch, you have to keep your eye on things, like if a person like moves from doing like named movies to straight to DVD, or maybe like a Netflix TV show, like Drew Barrymore. She was king. She was queen of the world back in the early 2000s, and that movie back in the 80s. It. I may be pronouncing that wrong. Now she's just doing the zombie movie, the TV show on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like with Timothy Oliphant, who I've actually got three sculptures of, by the way.
Well, of course you do. Right.
Yeah, different because, times. Yeah, you different don't know times. When he's going to, like, you know, just cross that threshold.
I mean, exactly. He tried.
Justified just didn't do it.
It really didn't.
You know? Nope. When are you going to take the helm, Timothy?
Exactly.
I got the juice.
Exactly. I do love the sculptures of Timothy. He's good eye candy.
So what I want to know, what I've wanted to know for a while, is what your thoughts are on Quentin Tarantino, because he's got to mess your stuff up so much. I mean, because he can reach down and just touch somebody
pull
and all
somebody
of a sudden
right off
they're
that
hot
B-list.
Again. In fact, I've heard a rumor that you had a really engaging Travolta bust from around the Look Who's Talking era, and that after Pulp Fiction, like, that was just gone, and that, like, it never happened.
It was, and then I had to rebuild it back in about 2003, like after Swordfish came out.
Yes.
And you have to remember Battlefield Earth, where just the absolute.
Do I have to remember it?
I mean, you don't have to remember it, but it's just burning.
A lot of us would like to forget.
I'm sorry, Clinton. I'm sorry.
No.
As
sorry. Sorry. Clinton had a flashback.
I totally forgot.
I totally forgot
about the battlefield.
Where are his pills? Hold on, let me get his pills.
Yeah.
But I did get a Betty Pepper out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to. So, talk about it because Duncan, you're so ahead of the game and you're so ahead of everybody else. Do you look for actors to either fall or not be as good? Are you say you constantly have your ear to the ground or your eyes to the screen, if you will. Who are you looking at next?
Yeah, who's up next?
Who's that next B-list actor that just can't crack the skylight just yet?
Hold on. Let's do a drop.
All right, we'll do a drop. We're going to get right back to that.
Yes.
Cliffhanger. This is Homegrown.
Drop!
You're just tuning in. You're missing one hell of a homegrown.
You are so late. I am so upset with you right now.
Your show about local art, 94.7 WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. I'm DVS. That's Leslie. Clinton on the boards. Stay tuned after the show for a previously recorded episode of the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call with your host, Dan Gould. Their guests are Ian Dixon and Sarah Stovall from Seville for Reasonable Health, talking about the unreasonable cost of health insurance. But let's get back to the man.
Yes.
The myth. The mystery.
Legend.
The legend. That is Duncan McMahon. He's talking about keeping up with the trends, how to spot B-lists from a mile away. Talk about it. Who's the B-list actors that you have in your sights for creating artwork on?
Well, the big one that I've got my eye on right now that I believe is about to break out and become her own thing entirely and possibly achieve levels of stardom that we're never going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Mary-Kate Olsen.
Wow.
Specifically just Mary-Kate.
Wow.
Just Mary-Kate?
Just Mary-Kate. Sure? I'm absolutely positive.
All right.
Ashley's going to completely fall off the radar. It's just going to be Mary-Kate.
You know, someone's got to go.
Ashley's been holding her back for years.
Yep.
And now she's seeing what the younger sister's doing in those Marvel movies.
Yes. That's true.
I think it's time for Mary-Kate to just cut the coattails
and
rise above.
You know, that's what I said about Tia. She should have done the same thing with Tamara.
She should have.
But nah, they stayed together. They stayed together. I told her she should have gone on her own.
I know.
Good call.
I know.
Good call.
I like
anybody
that,
else?
Anybody specifically, I've got an A-lister that I'm betting that there's going to be a bit of a fallout.
Oh, yeah, there always is.
And this might be insider information because of this
Tom
person.
No.
He's probably solidly A until he.
The Cruise will never die.
The Cruise needs to die until
the great Scientology spaceship comes and takes him up to space heaven. What I believe is likely to be the biggest fallout coming up here is going to be one Robert Downey Jr.
No.
No, but he's already had a fall, though. He mean, you know.
Now, he was an A-lister even when he was in prison.
That's true.
Right? Let's be completely honest here.
You're right.
The mistake that he is about to make is to walk away from those from the Marvel movies, and then he will be made of wax.
Wow.
I mean, a sculpture. This isn't some kind of weird serial killer thing.
Right.
This isn't Vincent Price here.
Right, we understand. Yes.
So, can I take us back to your last big showing and some of the work that you had there? Mm-hmm. I remember particularly a bust that you had of John Stamos where there was, I got the feeling of, one, defiance from his expression, but also some vulnerability there. Can you talk about like what you're trying to get out of these things? And am I right? Am I just making that up?
And how did you make that hair so perfect? It was
his hair is always perfect.
But you made it the same. You made it with the same Stamos integrity.
The hair is gorgeous.
It was exquisite. Yeah.
I work primarily with Yankee Candle. Mostly because I'm not necessarily in this country legally.
Yeah.
So I figure if they were to come, this seems like the most patriotic thing
I'm
could
white,
do.
So that's fine.
I understand. Uh-huh.
But what I'm looking for, I think what makes a B-list celebrity is the accessibility.
Yeah.
So they have to be a little vulnerable. They have to be accessible. They have to be, you have to be able to look into their soul and be able to see another human being, not just a movie star who may sign something and every single person is my best friend.
Yes.
But this person who might actually write like a nice little thing,
saying,
you know, like Stamos might write something about, I like your shirt, Timmy.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to. You're right. You have to look into a person's eyes and see another human being, a broken human being who's used to a high paid living.
Someone,
and will do anything.
Someone with flaws
to get it back to keep that money going.
Yeah, I
thought that your Nicolas Cage exhibit last year was phenomenal.
And how
could you predict that fall?
Oh,
and now he's just doing whatever with whoever.
That's the mark of a B-list star, is the desire to do anything.
And that whole and dedicating the whole series, like a whole series to Cage.
Yes.
Well, there was so much.
Well,
there was
so much. I mean, to scale his entire career up and down. Yeah.
There was rage. There was anything post 2012. I mean, you chronicled the entire Nicolas Cage legacy so beautifully. I even thought the Superman auditions, nobody saw that.
Well, I actually had fun building that, building his Wicker Man exhibit out of bees' wax.
Oh. Right. Right.
And we
I
all
remember
thought,
that.
Not the bees. Not the bees' wax.
Right, right.
Not the bees' wax.
Did you get any pushback, or were you at all concerned about putting all of your eggs in one B-list basket like that? I mean, what happens if you're working on this exhibit, and what happens suddenly he gets hot? Like, all of that effort is gone.
As I said, if he gets hot, the wax melts, the statue is no more, and I have to move on to someone like Brendan Ralph.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Woo, that's
This is this. Like I said, it's a fluid medium.
Mm-hmm.
You can't latch on. It's temporary.
So Duncan, we only have 3 minutes left. But I please hope that you won't get deported immediately, and we'll be back to have another episode. But I just want to ask: do you find that your work is somewhat heartbreaking to make? Because I know you don't want to predict the tragic falls of careers of, you know, brilliant individuals who don't pick scripts.
But we don't know that, David.
Well,
I mean, it could be his calling to predict these falls.
How do you feel about the work that you do?
I people rise and they fall. They have peaks and they have valleys. Like John Goodman, for example.
Mm.
You know, started with TV, did some Coen Brothers films, you know, big guy. Dropped off a bit. Came back, films like Argo, films like 10 Cloverfield Lane, back on TV now.
Why?
I started building my new statue of him.
Yeah, you got
to. I'm sure you did.
You got to.
Yep.
You got to.
Yep.
Heartbreaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm so glad that we have you to tell these stories, because without you, they would be lost.
Without me, they may not be able to tell stories of their own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
A voice for the voiceless.
To remember the forgotten.
We thank you. That's
Is it true that you're working on a Mike Signer bust?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I think that's a yes.
Broken here, broken here, homegrown, broken here.
Yes. Wow.
We've heard so many exclusives. RDJ is going down. Any peaks? All right. B movies are bust. Wax bust of America's B movie stars at List Stuff Art Collective today through May the 1st.
Thank you so much, Duncan, for being here. I mean, it's been wonderful meeting you. I mean, as we said, we are all huge fans. And have been, you know, just waiting with bated breath to get you on the show.
I kind of don't want you to go.
I know, right? Can you stay? Can you stick around? We've only got a few minutes left.
I can hang out for a bit longer.
Oh, lovely.
I've got some candles melting in the car right now. So.
Okay. All right. No, we'll move it along.
I appreciate that.
And
now, Liz's weekly rant.
You know, I think I've already done my rant today, but
okay.
But can I just say?
You can say.
There's been a lot of talk this year about the convergence of April Fools and Easter, and I think it's telling of our society that these two things happened on the same day. And I think it's fitting that Homegrown was instrumental in bringing a little joy, a little laughter, maybe a tear or two.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
a little tear or two.
Wait, I thought it was April the 2nd.
No, baby.
What? Hold on.
It's April Fool's
Day. Hold on, let me check my phone.
Didn't you know? Check
what?
Your phone.
What?
You didn't know?
I don't have a calendar.
You know your...
Oh, my God. Let me look at it is April the 1st.
You didn't know? Your mama cooking something today. You supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah.
I know your mama cooking
Leslie
something.
Leslie makes me feel bad about not spending time with my family every time I come in here.
April Fool's!
April Fool's,
everybody.
Oh, we had a wonderful time. We'd like to thank our guests, Jesse Conover and Marjorie Rudiman from Feminine Hijinks Improv. They're all part of Big Blue Door, and they're awesome. Annie Davis from Bent Theater Comedy Improv. Any complaints about Homegrown should be directed to our attorneys at the fine firm of Tachtman, Overman, Munson, and Burke. Legal services. Like a song. Yeah, that's right. We got a legal team because...
Well, it's us.
You see us. Like, we bound to say something that might...
If you know us,
sued.
Then you know why.
Our opening music is from Spit It Out Incorporated. Our event music is by Positive Collective.
Except today, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Except today.
Today, opening music was Chamomile and Whiskey. And event music was Love Cannon.
And that's not an April Fool's. That's just... We just change it up a little. Coming up next, previously recorded episode... Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, Dan Gould, Ian Dixon, and Sarah Stovall are on from C-Vote for Reasonable Health, talking about the unreasonable cost of health insurance. Hopefully, they'll talk about ways to get more reasonable costs for insurance.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I would think so.
Anyway.
We got a couple of minutes. You stop the show! Don't you stop this show without us!
Oh, my
goodness. We are Jesse and Mythbusters! How dare you!
Stop the show without the Jesse and Mythbusters!
We are the greatest scientific instructors of Charlottesville, Virginia.
We are the greatest scientific instructors from Chesnia, for certain.
We flew here on cabin passenger plane in stowaway box just to come here and show you a ways that are myths will bust other myths.
What?
We only have a minute. We can't have you guys. No.
We must tell you how it is. It is a myth that a cat will die by being shot out of a cannon. We will prove that is not true.
It absolutely will not. Cat will land on feet completely safe.
It's a show about local art. It's an art show. It's not a myth.
Guys,
I sent you an email about this.
It's
an art show.
No, I have projectile launcher I've constructed myself.
Holy crap,
Kitty Cannon! It is huge, and I made it myself. Vladimir, explain how it works.
Please fire cat and wall!
No!
This is Homegrown!
Not the cat, no!
You've been listening to Homegrown on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. You can contact the show on Facebook by searching Homegrown Charlottesville. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at 10 for Homegrown, only on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville.